Lowe's balloons had their disadvantages. The bulky machines used to generate hydrogen gas did not travel well. Wooded terrain, fog, or battlefield smoke could hide targets, and Confederates soon learned to camouflage encampments. The balloons had a tendency to spin, making the car's occupants airsick. And even tethered, the aircraft could be blown off course by wind gusts. Lowe's aeronauts also had no military training, so they were poor aerial observers. Experienced Army officers were often reluctant to go up for good reason. Once one of Lowe's balloons had risen to the top of trees, Confederate sharpshooters often opened up until it gained enough altitude to be out of range. Fighting a modern war with all these new technologies was an alien exercise for U.S. officers at first. The overwhelming majority of the junior ones were commissioned from civilian life, with hardly any military training. Those graduating from West Point had been taught little about strategic theory, and even less on how intelligence could influence strategy. West Point graduates were schooled in Napoleonic tactics, which called for closed-rank formations of soldiers maneuvering in concert with frontal attacks and volleys of fire delivered at a range of no more than a few hundred yards. But mass production of weapons and improvements, for example in rifled cannon and muskets, which resulted in the delivery of more accurate and deadly fire at longer ranges, made these tactics suicidal. Military leaders on both sides started choosing flank attacks over frontal assaults and loose order tactics instead of tightly packed lines in order to win fights without incurring horrendous casualties. Commanders also discovered that with their new weapons and tactics, they needed more accurate intelligence on where the enemy lurked and how strong it was. Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson boiled it down to four things he wanted to know before he started a battle: the position of the enemy, the number of hostile troops and their movements, the generals in command on the other side, and fourth, the location of the headquarters for the other commander. A Union general invading Southern Territory could find himself trapped if he didn't quickly know not only what lay ahead of him, but also the rebel forces that stood on his flanks or to his rear.